is on the air. The nation's highways hummed with more tourist travel than ever before. And by far, more tourists drove with Texaco Fire Chief gasoline than any other single brand. You, too, can have, with every tank full of Fire Chief, the same powerful motor action, the same dollar-saving mileage that these careful buyers of gasoline demand. And now, Texaco service stations and dealers from coast to coast take you to the sawdust ring of the New York Hippodrome for another hilarious radio version of Jumbo, the most thrilling and spectacular theatrical entertainment of a generation. Tonight, 4,500 people have gathered here as guests of the Texas Company. The cast stars Jimmy Durante as Brainy Bowers, with Donald Novus, Gloria Grafton, APK, and others. Jumbo Musical Circus is playing in Poughkeepsie, New York. Brainy Bowers' latest idea has saved the day. From hundreds of miles around, thousands of people have gathered to see Bosco the Strongman, the logical white hope to fight Joe Louis. The tent is crowded with people as the horses gallop into the ring and the band starts the show.
Indisposed.
Why, what's the matter with him?
Nothing. Last week I had him fight four rounds with the local heavyweight. Why, Bosco had the other fellow laying on the floor, and Bosco was right under him. Bosco kept crawling all around the ring on his hands and knees, looking and looking and looking.
What was he looking for?
A trap door.
Yeah? Well, what happened to Bosco?
They took him to the hospital, and after the second day, complications set in.
Oh, that's too bad. What complications?
The day nurse caught Bosco kissing a night nurse.
Well, I'm afraid Bosco will never be able to fight Joe Louis.
Sure he will. Why, that guy is as tough as steel. The minute he got out of trouble, the minute he got out of the hospital, a mule kicked him in the jaw.
Good heavens. Why, what happened?
Nothing serious. We just bandaged up the mule's leg, and he'd be all right in a couple of days.
Well, I guess Bosco is very strong. But he knows nothing about fighting. I think he's rather dumb.
That's just a point. I'm going to educate him. I'll teach him. Make him read books.
Oh, I didn't know you were educated, Mr. Bowers.
Sure. Why, I was the smartest fellow in my family. I learned how to read at the age of 19.
Go on.
Only one thing puzzles me. Jellico, when you open the book, which do you read? The black or the white?
Well, I think you're going to have a hard time educating Bosco.
Oh, no. He's the one man I can teach. Hey, Bosco.
What's the matter, Mr. Bowers?
What's the idea of breaking the training rules? Why do you keep eating 16 hours a day?
Well, I got to sleep the other 8 hours.
I never thought of that. The worst thing comes from eating. Last night, I got a black eye from overeating.
How could you get a black eye from overeating?
I ate more than I could pay for. And boy, did I dream all night. I dreamed that Gene Holler was hugging me and kissing me.
That was some dream.
Yeah, I wish I could remember what I ate. Listen, Bosco, did you do your road work today?
Of course. I ran 10 miles, and my feet is burning like anything.
Well, if your feet burn, take a mustard bath.
A mustard bath for burning feet?
Sure. Mustard is great for hot dogs. No wonder your feet burn. Look at them pointy shoes you're wearing. Get a pair of big, broad shoes.
Well, the pointy shoes is this year's style.
I know, but you still got last year's feet. Now, look at that hat. It's so big it's giving you cauliflower ears. How much did you pay for that hat?
I don't know.
What do you mean, you don't know?
There was nobody in the store when I bought it.
A potential convict. Now, let's get down to some education. Here's an examination paper from public school number one. Could you answer these questions?
If they'll ask me, I'll answer.
Then I'll ask you.
Orky dorky.
Can you name two rivers in the United States?
Why not? Old Man River and River, stay away from my door.
How about Mississippi and Missouri?
They're good songs, too.
Let's skip it, Bosco. I'll give you a simple problem. What is 15 and 5?
A taxi cab.
You're hopeless. I'll have to start teaching you arithmetic all over again. You remember yesterday I borrowed $5 from you to illustrate a problem?
That's right. What was the problem?
How I could get hold of $5. Now, remember what I taught you? If I borrowed $5 from you yesterday, how much do you owe me today?
$5.
Right. Pay me.
Here's the $5. Arithmetic is a wonderful thing.
Hey, wait a minute. What are you giving me here? This $5 bill is phony.
So is your arithmetic.
A double crosser. And to think that I gave you a check for that money yesterday. A check for $10. And now I see that boat bill you gave me a phony.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bauer. I'm a weakling. You're giving me a check, and I'm giving you phony money for it. I guess I'm just no good.
Don't cry, Bosco. The check is no good either.
Gay and everybody's so happy. And you haven't cracked a smile all evening. What have you been thinking about?
To tell you the truth, Mickey, I've been rehearsing a long and beautiful speech to tell you how crazy I am about you.
Well, I'm just in the mood for something romantic. Let's hear the speech.
Well, Mickey, I love you.
Well, that's a good beginning. Go on.
Well, I love you.
Well, is that all you can say?
No, I adore you.
I'd better come back again when you remember your beautiful speech.
Oh, no, Mickey. Don't go. I remember it now.
Yes? What was it?
I love you.
Oh, Matt, why don't you change the record?
Mickey, I don't know how to tell you, but I bought a copy of a song which says it more beautifully than I could ever say it. Listen. My romance doesn't have doesn't need a thing getting married.
How can we, Matt? I haven't a cent. You haven't a cent.
That's all right. We'll start married life 2 cents short.
Yes, but where'll we live?
Well, we'll live in a little house on top of the elephant's back.
All right.
My romance doesn't have to have a moon in the sky. My romance doesn't need a blue
lagoon standing by.
No month
of May,
no twig.
Make a good impression on her.
Yeah, but Mr. Bowers, I'm courting Mrs. Whittlebone myself.
All right, I'll be fair. You build me up, then let her choose between us.
Well, I'll tell her nothing but the truth.
You want to blacken my character, huh? Holy smoke, here comes Mrs. Whittlebone.
Yeah, look at the thin little dress she's wearing on this cold night. I can't see what keeps women from freezing.
You're not supposed to. Remember, Jellicoe, I'm dependent on you.
How do you do, Mr. Bowers?
Mrs. Whittlebone, the queen of the social set, the cream of the aristocrats, I welcome you. How do you like my circus, Toots?
It's marvelous how you worked up to be the head of such a wonderful show.
Just another success story. 20 years ago, I came to the big city with $1 in my pocket. Just $1. And with that, I made my start.
Remarkable. What did you do with that dollar?
I wired home for more money. 10 years later, I achieved my ambition. I was in the newspaper business.
Writing?
No, delivering.
What was your next step?
Then I opened an office. Rainey Bowers, press agent. I had 4 people working for me. A stenographer, a bookkeeper, a shipping clerk, and an office boy. The first day, the stenographer kissed the office boy. The second day, she kissed the bookkeeper. The third day, she kissed the shipping clerk. And the fourth day, I discharged her.
Why? Did she try to kiss you?
No. I fired her because she skipped me and started with the office boy again. Anyway, the wheels of fortune turned, and today I got a suite in the finest hotel in the city.
You must pay an enormous rent.
Jellicoe, tell Mrs. Whittlebone how much rent I pay.
Well, Mrs. Whittlebone, he hasn't paid his rent yet this month.
Well, what would it be if he did pay it?
A miracle. Just a pal, just a pal. Mrs. Whittlebone, it's a moonlight night. How about a little drive in my car?
Mr. Bowers, I want you to know I'm a lady.
Hey, if I wanted a man, I'd go home and get my father.
Before I go out riding with anyone, I must know something of their social standing.
Mrs. Whittlebone, I'm proud of my family. My brother is a member of the social set, a student. He just came back from Penn State, and he's living in the Park Central.
That's true, Mr. Jellicoe.
Well, the facts are a little twisted. His brother just came back from the state pen and is living in Central Park.
What a sense of humor. Jellicoe, I'll let the lions into your tent tonight.
Mr. Bowers, to be frank with you, I wasn't able to decide between you and Mr. Jellicoe. But I think Mr. Jellicoe is the more honorable gentleman. He'll make me a better husband.
Oh, yes. Jellicoe is a fine man, and he keeps in great trim. Why, he gets up every morning at 7 when the radio starts the exercise lesson.
Oh, I didn't know Mr. Jellicoe exercises.
He don't, but the girl across the street does.
Whistledoney, it's not true.
I believe you, Mr. Jellicoe, and I've decided to marry you.
Oh, thank you, Mrs. Whittlebone.
In that case, Mrs. Whittlebone, I got something to tell you. Jellicoe has a fine wedding present for you.
Really? What is it?
5 children from his first wife.
Well, I have a little present for him, too.
What is it?
6 children from my first husband.
Holy smoke, this ain't a wedding. It's a merger. One little step won't take you anywhere. You've got to keep on walking. Now one little word won't tell you anything. You've got to keep on talking. 5 little Jellicoes and 6 little Whittlebones. 6 little Whittlebones and 5 little Jellicoes. Boy, that makes a fighting 11. Let that be your goal. And next year you'll be playing in the Rose Bowl.
Whittlebone, I leave you at the tender mercies of Mr. Bowers as I go out and announce the next act. As an added extra attraction, we present for your pleasure a series of musical divertissements dedicated to your fair city of Poughkeepsie and your worthy mayor, Mr. George Pratt. The first selection by the orchestra is Glowworm.
Once again with you. melody. The memory of love's refrain.
And now, our own Brainy Bowers will render a number in his inimitable style. Have you any ideas, Mr. Bowers?
Mr. Jellicoe, I always got ideas. Why, only today I got a wire from Mae West asking me for my advice.
Mae West asked your advice?
Yeah. In her next picture, she's got a terrific scene where she's going to put her head in the lion's mouth.
Well, what did you tell her to do?
I told her to rehearse the trick for 3 weeks with Joey Brown.
Very clever. Where do you get all these ideas, Mr. Bowers?
When a man owns a 5% interest in a technical filling station like I do in Albuquerque, he's got to have his wits about him. One day a midget came up and he asked me to fill his car. The car was no bigger than my hand, and the equipment was too large.
Well, what did you do?
I gave him a dropper of oil, a teaspoon of gas, and I sneezed into his tires. And he was off like lipstick at a New Year's party. I'm just like Fire Chief Gasoline, quick on the start, smooth as silk, and full of pep. For these three things, Jellicoe, you gotta respect me. You gotta yes me. Summons all the help. I wanna give them a pep talk. Get them all before me. In the circus, I want efficiency with a capital A. When I say up, I mean up, not E-E.
Yes, sir.
Cause a up and an E in the knock. Means only one thing.
Yes, sir.
Put the wheel to your shoulder, and your shoulder to the wheel, and the wheel goes around and around and around, and around, and around, and around, and around, and around, and around. Wahoo! And it comes out through the schnozzle.
Yes, sir.
Everything you do must be gigantic, stupendous, magnificent, and also mediocre.
Yes, sir.
Is that emphatic?
Yes, sir.
That's it. Yes, me, and remember, the yes me you give me must be a stupendous yes. Or if you give me a kumsi kumsa yes, or a this or a that a yes, you become negative, and that's positive.
Yes, sir.
That positive is negative.
Yes, sir.
Go on to the opera, or the 6-8 bicycle in my open barouche. You know, and I know, the crowd cheers, they want souvenirs. I give them a tie, a collar, a vest, my coat, my socks, my shoes, everything. They made me a nudist. The vulgarity of it. But nevertheless, when I tip my hatter, the ladies, they give me data. They all shout, salam, salam. Here comes the master. Now every step you can't see, this ain't he elegante. Why, I belong to the 400.
The 500.
The 600.
The 700.
Now, I could go into the thousands. Listen, boys, am I the master?
Yes, sir.
That's right, yes, me. Yes, me, with all your anatomy. Don't you think that of me?
Yes, sir.
Well, I'm big.
You're big.
I'm great.
You're great.
I'm swell.
You're
swell. I'm nuts.
You're nuts.
Who said that? Why, it's raining.
Rain.
It's snowing.
Snowing.
It's black.
Black.
It's white.
White.
It's bad.
Bad.
It's good.
It's rotten.
There's a traitor in our midst. An assassin. Now everyone shouts, salam, salami.
Salam, salami.
Salam, salami. Now if all you guys want to hold your job, hear ye all. You got to yes me.
Yes, sir.
Yes, me.
Yes, sir.
Guys in that place, I want you folks to know that my word is law. Last year, I had an idea how to bring prosperity back to the circus. I ordered them to give away a live elephant, free with every bag of peanuts, and we ran out of peanuts. Now, what happened? The Supreme Court declared it unconstitutional. What did I do? I declared the Supreme Court unconstitutional, and nobody dares disobey me. I'll order the boys to sing that sweet, sentimental old number that brings back the memory of bygone days. Boys, sing Kiss Me Again.
Yes, sir.
Judges on bus transportation gives prizes to bus companies which make the best record for operating and maintenance efficiency. Last year, 1935, the Atlantic Greyhound system using Texaco products won the highest prize, the Gold Award. The Motor Transit Company of Jacksonville, Florida, and the City Lines of Oshkosh, Wisconsin, also users of Texaco products, won first prizes in their respective classes. For six consecutive years, users of Texaco products have been winners of highest bus awards. And remember, you can have the same extra value performance in your car. Buy Fire Chief. Fire Chief meets United States government specifications for fire engines, ambulances, and other emergency vehicles. It starts with the starter. Drive with Texaco and save. This is Louis A. Witten speaking for the Texas Company. The Jumbo Fire Chief program under the supervision of Billy Rose featured Charles Henderson singing Razorbacks and Adolph Deutsch, musical director. And before we say goodnight, remember, whenever you hear the siren and bell, think of Texaco.
Tonight's music included Circus on Parade, Laugh, and My Romance from the Billy Rose Hippodrome production Jumbo. This is the National Broadcasting Company.
WEAF, New York.